Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We've turned the calendar page to August. You've made it to Friday. But breathing a sigh of relief? Probably not, as it is August 1st. And overnight, the White House announces sweeping new tariffs for much of the world. President Trump, in an executive order, explained the new rates is the latest move by his administration to remake the global trading system. The order raises tariffs on more than five dozen countries if they did not reach deals with the U.S. New tariff rates range from 10 to 41%, and those will begin at midnight, August 7th. It's 20% for Taiwan, South Africa, 30%, South Korea, 15%. Bangladesh was threatened with a 37% tariff in April. They're jubilant over a 20% tariff announced yesterday. Pakistan, 19%. India, 25%. But Canada gets a 35% tariff. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney responded, "The U.S. has justified its most recent trade action on the basis of the cross-border flow of fentanyl, despite the fact that Canada accounts for 1% of U.S. fentanyl imports and has been working intensively to further reduce these volumes." The president stiffed Canada, favored Mexico. A 90-day reprieve for our southern border neighbor, pending further negotiations. Many major currencies are down against the U.S. dollar today, including the British pound and Canadian dollar. Stock markets in Europe opened sharply lower. Markets in Asia in the red all day. Also up north, the Canadian Canola Council has cut its entire agronomy staff as it implements a new five-year strategic framework. For the last number of years, the council employed about eight agronomy specialists, each covering their own region of the Canadian prairies. The Canadian Canola Council says, "We've developed this refreshed framework in collaboration and with input from our board, from the broader membership, and stakeholders from across the value chain." Saying it became clear while developing the new framework that the council's agronomic role needs to be refocused. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. ethanol output rose to its highest level in 6 weeks. Inventories jumped in the 7 days ending July 25th. Total production surged to an average of nearly 1.1 million barrels a day, a slight increase from the week before. But it's the highest level since June 13th. Ethanol stockpiles totaling 24.7 million barrels, reaching the highest level since April 18th. This is Inside Agriculture. We do this every weekday morning, 8:35 to 9. Still to come, analysis of technical signals in the cattle futures are sounding an alarm bell, at least for one analyst. We've got grains and the weather forecast, but coming up next, the markets.